What would that be? Maybe a word that you...
Illegitimate.
All right.
Or bastard.
Okay. What about that word, bastard? Do you consider it an ugly word?
Crude, yes.
Crude, mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Illegitimate would be...
More, yeah.
More polite way of mm-hmm. saying it. Okay. All right, if I have a... well, talking about a child whose parents have died, you'd say it's an
orphan.
All right. What about the adult who's appointed to look after it?
Guardian.
All right. And if you were at your house and you were having maybe a gathering of people like your cousins and your aunts and uncles and people.
Reunion.
All right. You'd say the house is full of your
kin folks.
Okay.
Or relatives.
All right. What about the word people?
Mm-hmm.
All my people are here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how would that be used? Would you mean everybody who's related to you or just immediate family?
Well, I think it'd be either way. Mm-hmm. My people, our people, the people.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if somebody's telling you about somebody who looks a lot like you, you might say, well, that might be true, but actually I'm no kin. Okay. And somebody who comes into town nobody's ever seen before, you'd say he's a...
Stranger. A rank stranger.
A what?
Rank. Rank stranger. Mm-hmm. That's sure enough stranger.
What if he's from another country? What would you call him?
Foreigner.
You ever heard people around here use that word even though the person's not from another country?
Yeah.
How far away would he have to be before they call him a foreigner?
Just jokingly, they call him a foreigner.
A foreigner.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean he has to be from up north?
No, not necessarily. They call them Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
Damn Yankees.
Okay.
You know the difference in a Yankee and a damn Yankee?
Damn Yankee's just one word?
No, Yankee's one comes south and stays, and a damn Yankee's one comes south and goes back.
I see. Okay. All right. I'm going to ask you about some names for people just for pronunciation. The first name of a woman begins with an M. The mother of Jesus was...
Mary.
All right. And George Washington's wife was...
Martha.
All right. And a woman's name that begins with N. There's a song that goes, wait till the sun shines.
Nellie.
Okay. And this would be a boy's name that begins with a B. It would be short for William.
Bill.
Or?
Will.
Okay, if you had it.
Billy.
That's what I wanted. And a man's name that begins with an M. Matt would be short for?
Matthew.
Okay, and a woman's name that begins with an S in the Bible, she was the wife of Abraham.
Sarah.
Okay. All right, what would you call a woman who teaches school? She would be a?
Teacher.
All right, now have you ever heard the old fashioned?
School mom.
School mom. Do you ever hear that anymore?
Mm-mm, not anymore.
Okay. All right, how would you say the last name, Cooper?
Cooper.
Okay.
Now, used to call it Cooper.
But now Cooper.
But really, it's Cooper, isn't it?
That's what I would say.
It's Coop. It's COOP.
Sure, I've heard Cooper, though. All right, talking about a married woman who has that last name, you'd say there goes...
Mrs. Cooper.
Okay. Now, this situation, if you're talking about a preacher who is really not trained to be a preacher, he does something else for a living, and he's really not all that good at it. You know what I'm getting at?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call him?
Oh, well, I'll tell you what my husband calls him.
All right.
A half-assed preacher.
Oh, yeah, okay. Anything besides that you heard? All right, what about the word jackleg?
Yeah, that's true, jackleg preacher. Mm-hmm. But my husband calls him a half-assed
preacher. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's probably more descriptive. Have you ever heard the word jackleg used to describe anybody besides a preacher?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like a lawyer or a
mm-hmm.
doctor?
Mm-hmm.
It's always preacher.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, what relation would my mother's sister be to me?